I'll take for instance when I lived down there just below where these steers were, I had a pair of gray horses. Called them Joe and Eagle. Well, Eagle was on the right hand side where the driver said. Joe was on the left. All right. In the steer history, they call that steer next to the man walking. Called him the near steer and the one over on the right the off steer. So when we'd start out a lot, if I happened to have old Eagle and somebody helping me that didn't know how it worked, I'd say put Joe on the near side. He may get an F for it. He says, near side, what the devil does that mean? I said, over on the left hand side. And vice versa, I've done it both ways. Eagle goes on the left, I'd put Joe on the near. Near side and off side. A lot of men in the last team and horse and mule day didn't know the near side from the off side.
But you, when you worked oxen, you walked on the left side?
I walked on the left side.
Huh.
Right along about the very end of that steer. And any time they didn't do right, he used that big long whip right over their heads.
Didn't hit him, just popped it.
Just popped it.
Goodness. When you had four of these, what did you call them? Four animals.
Of the steers?
Uh-huh.
Just two yokes of oxen.
Uh-huh.
Or you might say two span of mules. I'll tell you what I never did see. I never did see four steers working in breast. But I have seen a lot of four mules working in breast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that.
That way you have what's called a long four horse even.
Uh-huh.
You put your double trees on that.
I bet that's all
long. Yes, it's long.
What do they think it was out of? Oak?
Boulder? Oak, heavy stout timber of some kind.
When you had your team going and you wanted it to go faster, what did you say to it?
You generally always tapped them up, jerked your line a little bit and come in, get up.
Uh-huh.
Just shake your line a little bit and they'll go from a walk into a trot.
Uh-huh. And if you said, whoa, let's stop.
Yeah.
What would you do to get them to come back this way?
To back?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you. You'd holler, woe back.
Woe back, yeah.
Woe back.
And which way would they go?
They go back and back.
Uh-huh.
And I'll show you something else. We had, in later years, I started off, I didn't have that kind of harness. I was too poor. But when I quit teaming, I had what we call a britching harness. That's a strap that comes from their hands right down the backbone, and right at the end, that'd be a round ring. Well, if two straps go off on this side, so this piece come right around the run and fasten. And then them straps are from these rings here and this rump piece, we had what's called a britching strap or flank strap. It goes under there and fastens to a strap that goes out there between their legs, between their four legs, fastened on that neck yoke. And boy, when they set back in there, they could back that wagon.
I bet
they can. Yes, sir. That's they learned it.
Do they like it?
A lot of them liked it and a lot of them didn't. Some horses never would learn about it. A lot of them just a minute you'd holler, whoa back. They sat right down them wrists and something gonna pop. They didn't get it.
And when you say get out, which way does the horse go?
Whichever way he's headed, you just jerk up, tighten up your lines, and say, get up.